Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
It's called the honey jar spell.
Oh yeah, I've heard of this one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's on my Instagram, it's on my story highlights, and it's really simple and really straightforward. You basically write on a piece of paper the names of anyone that you want to be sweetened to you, right? So what that means is anyone that you want to favor you, to treat you well, to kind of help you out. And then you put it in a jar and you fill that jar with honey. So you're surrounding them with this sort of sickly sweet energy, and they have, you know, it really strongly encourages them to behave in that way towards you. Mm-hmm. It's so effective. So if you're looking, I mean, that's probably the spell that I use the most. It's so simple, so straightforward, and so works so well. And the more that it works, the next time you do it, you're like, you know, it works. So it works even better.
Yeah. Could you do that to yourself if you're in need of like self-love?
Absolutely. 100%. Okay. Yeah. Put your name in it. You know, for sure, do it for yourself. I mean, I'm taking names when I do this work. You know, like a piece of paper is covered. You know, clients, for example, I do. I mean, it's so funny. Should I be admitting this? Yeah, all my clients know that. You know what who I am in the world. But if, for example, I want to work with a particular person because I like their work, or I find them interesting, or I want to support them, or you know, whatever, then I'll write their name on you know, piece of paper and put it in my honey jar. Mm-hmm. I do a honey jar every month, and it's good to do like
on the... Do you do it in moon cycles?
Yes.
Okay.
So with the moon cycles, as I'm sure everyone that is listening to this will know, there's such a helpful energy to harness magical spells too, because broadly we have four phases of the moon, or parts of the moon cycle, and so when the moon is waning, it's getting smaller, it draws energy out and things decrease in size. So if you want to get rid of old narratives that you don't want anymore, that's the good time to do that. So when you're doing the honey jar spell, you're wanting things to increase, like sweetness and goodness and kindness. So I would do it on a waning moon, or a waxing moon just before the full moon, like 2-3 days before the full moon.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.